Sam Raimi had already defied horror convention with his debut movie, The Evil Dead. He had the temerity to push the boundaries even further with a film that somehow managed to be both a sequel and a remake, the glorious Evil Dead 2. I'm Stephen Archibald, and welcome to my movie podcast. Hello there. This is They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. Groovy, baby, yeah. Evil Dead 2, 1987. At least two era-defining horror flicks were released in 1987. One was Clive Barker's Hellraiser, and the other, Sam Raimi's Evil Dead 2, which is also known as Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn, the latter being the only truly effective horror film to come along since John Landis's An American Werewolf in London, which can make you laugh whilst terrifying you simultaneously. Well, put it this way, when I first saw Raimi's movie with a friend of mine, I laughed my head off throughout, while he just sat there, looking terrified and bemused, often shooting me a look in which he seemed to question my state of mind. As in the 1981 original, Ash Williams has to fight a demonic force deep in the woods, one which creates the zombie-like deadites. However, in this version, he travels to the remote cabin with only his girlfriend Linda for company. The poor young woman soon gets possessed, and the unfortunate Ash is forced to dismember her. But the nightmare does not end there, for Ash then has to contend with his own severed right hand, which the Kandarian demon has transformed into a possessed, malicious entity fully capable of causing him ultraviolent harm. As I mentioned in my podcast, for the first Evil Dead movie, a then unknown Joel Cohen had helped out on the editing of it. After the success of that movie, Raimi wound up writing a screenplay with both Joel and Ethan Cohen. It would result in his 1985 film Crime Wave, which was a commercial and critical disaster. But this was not Sam's fault, as the film had received a serious amount of interference from the studio in charge of its production, and Raimi even had to struggle to enable Bruce Campbell to appear in it. Such adversity helped persuade Sam, Bruce, and their producer friend, Robert Tappert, to resurrect the Evil Dead, so to speak. Believe it or not, Raimi wanted his first sequel to be along the lines of Army of Darkness, this movie's successor in the series. But he was advised by Dino De Laurentiis to make something more akin to his 1981 classic. So he set about writing a screenplay with Scott Spiegel, another friend from his college days. Apart from going on to serve as writer and director on Intruder, and From Dusk Till Dawn 2, Blood Money, Spiegel was instrumental in getting Quentin Tarantino's career off of the ground by introducing him to Lawrence Bender, the man who would produce Tarantino's breakthrough film, Reservoir Dogs. plus a number of others, including Pulp Fiction, the Kill Bill movies, and Inglourious Basterds. The highly memorable scene in which Ash Williams fights his possessed, disembodied hand in the kitchen area of the cabin was entirely improvised by Bruce Campbell, and it was all captured in the first take. Where the Evil Dead was difficult to shoot due to extremely cold weather, Evil Dead 2 had the opposite problem. It was filmed during a heatwave, and Sam Raimi's poor brother Ted was among the most affected. He had to be heavily made up to play the cellar-dwelling deadite, Henrietta. Like in the first movie, evil is summoned up by tampering with the Book of the Dead and by listening to a tape recording of an incantation recorded by an archaeologist called Raymond Nobe. And in this version, Nobe's daughter Annie shows up at the cabin with her colleague Ed, plus a repairman named Jake, and his girlfriend, Bobby Joe. It is said that Raimi had wanted a pre-fame Holly Hunter to play Bobby Joe, but an actress called Cassie Wesley, aka Cassie DePava, was chosen instead. At the time in which Sam and Scott were writing the screenplay for Evil Dead 2, they were living in a house in Los Angeles with Joel and Ethan Coen, Frances McDormand, Kathy Bates, and Holly Hunter. The idea of using a mischievous, disembodied hand was first applied by Scott Spiegel for his 1979 short film, Attack of the Helping Hand, which Sam Raimi appeared in, and an uncredited Bruce Campbell provided the hand. And no doubt, it was Spiegel who came up with the visual pun of showing a copy of Ernest Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms while Ash tries to trap the hand with a pile of books. Stephen King's praise of the original Evil Dead had a great influence on its success, and Stephen gave a helping hand, pardon the pun, on this movie also by persuading the mighty Italian producer Dino De Laurentiis to finance it. And as I said earlier, it was Dino who wanted Evil Dead 2 to be in the same mould as the first film. This is down to the fact that the movie proved to be very popular in his home country, spawning countless rip-offs. The scene in the movie where Ash is hit by gallons of blood was achieved by having Bruce lie on the ground, and while the camera was tilted at a 90-degree angle, fake blood was poured down on him. The unfortunate actor felt as if he was drowning, and it is claimed that for up to 2 weeks afterwards, Bruce produced traces of fake blood whenever he blew his nose. Yikes. The year after this fab movie came out, Sam Raimi directed an Evil Dead type promo video for Iggy Pop, the godfather of punk. It was for the single Cold Metal from his album Instinct. Evil Dead 2 was shot during the latter half of 1986, and filming took place in North Carolina and Michigan. Many movies get compared to a roller coaster thrill ride. Evil Dead 2 is one of a select few which truly deserves the label. I'm Stephen Archibald, and thanks again for listening to my podcast. They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. You can follow me if you like, and all of my episodes are available via most podcast platforms. Take care, keep your spirits up, and goodbye for now.